if you regularly give to a charity, rather than donating cash, donate your appreciated stock. Now, a lot of churches and charitable organizations will allow you to donate appreciated stock. The great thing about donating appreciated stock is you get to write off the value of that stock, not what you paid for it. So it's a great way to make charitable donations without paying a bunch of unnecessary taxes. Let me explain to you a little bit about that concept and why. When you donate appreciated stock to a charity, your deduction will be the value of that stock that you gave. So, if you bought a stock for $10 and now it's worth $100, you can claim a $100 deduction for donating that stock. Now, if you sell that stock, you have a $90 capital gain, the difference between the value of it now that you sold it for and the purchase price, that's $90. So, if you buy a piece of stock for $10 and you sell it for $100, you've got $90 in your pocket. You're going to pay taxes on that $90, and then you're going to donate it to charity. Why not just donate the $100 to charity, take the $90 deduction, and not pay any taxes on it?
Ben, I've got to point out that if you sell the stock that's worth $100, you now have a $90 increase in your adjusted gross income, because that comes in above the line. So you've possibly increased your tax rate when you sold the stock and brought it in above the line. You've also possibly exposed yourself to the alternative minimum tax. If you then sell a stock and make a contribution to the charity, that contribution is below the line. So there are lots of effects of selling the stock and then making the contribution. Whereas if you make the contribution of the stock directly, then we don't have to worry about the above the line stuff. We've just made a contribution, and basically, there's no skin off our teeth, so to speak. I might also point out that you can make the contribution directly out of your IRA, and that actually will qualify as your required minimum distribution. So if you're going to make a contribution anyway, you might as well make it out of your IRA, and if you're old enough, you have to do the required minimum distributions. And you take that as taxable income and all that stuff, that cuts down on your Social Security. It's a nightmare. But if you make the contribution directly from the IRA, then that doesn't go on as income to you. It's just a contribution. And we've saved the income that we would have gotten had we taken the required minimum distribution and then made the contribution. Plus, we've made it so that it doesn't affect our Social Security payments. So in a sense, you get a double whack. Not only the income tax is reduced, but also the Social Security that you get may well be increased because you don't have as much income. So how you handle these contributions to a charitable organization, and lots of people do, I encourage that. In fact, I do a lot myself. But how you handle them makes a big difference on the taxes.